All right, folks, welcome to Fluff Tube Edition with Juanito. Juanito, hey, Juanito, can you hear me? You look like you're in a different part of the world again.
It's another day in the life, bro.
Yeah. So we had an interesting discussion on ninoscorner.tv. Basically, you were basically exposing the playbook of the occult. It was pretty interesting. I found it very intriguing and interesting how they go by these numbers, they go by these dates and times. But one thing we left out, we were talking about everything, the power of, like, even today, breaking the 8/24.
Yeah, these guys have different ways of looking at some of these things. And by the way, there's different languages of numbers. And so different groups have numbers that are special to them. 93 is a reverse 39. They like to reverse numbers all the time. For example, they hide names right out in plain sight. National Academy of Theatrical Arts and Sciences. Just figure out what the first letter of each word is, and then reverse it, and you understand who's behind that. And you have people dedicating their life. I was looking at something with a young actress that one of my friends in Hollywood sent me the other day at an award ceremony, and she's praising Lucifer for getting an award.
It's like their calling card.
Well, and
the numbers.
I don't laugh about it. It's a horrible thing. People can get in that maze somehow, and then they get lost in it. I mean, you can entertain demons and dark spirits, and at some point you lose any real touch with reality. They get on the other side of the mirror, it's breaking the eighth ceremony, and it becomes so chaotic in their mind that they can't even find their way back. They're in the menagerie, and but for the grace of God to break out of it, a Paul type experience where, Damascus Road and the scales fall from your eyes, you're not coming back. And that's something I don't take that lightly. There's a lot of people that I just saw a mouse go racing through here. there's no glee in seeing people mad. In fact, the one thing we left off yesterday when we talked, and I was where I was going to, but you had to run off for your mom and dad, and I understood that. The number that they actually celebrate around that chaotic theme is 29. The goddess of strife and chaos, her number is 29. And that's a big deal within these cults. And so they use certain days of the month for certain purposes. For example, we have 28 days in February, and we have 30 and 31. We don't have any 29s, and that's the date. That's the between date where everything can go haywire. And so
are you telling me that's when they plan the mischief the most, is like the end of the month, like the 29th?
They'll do it. And the other thing is this, they'll do it any time that suits their purposes. So they can come up with a reason for doing something bizarre any day of the month. They've got some rituals, some scam, something, and they have multiple languages that they're using, multiple numbers. So in reality, they're always trying to make it look like they control time and space. They control events. It's the illusion that's done for their own clubs to do the magic, to make people around them believe that they control everything. It's the devil himself. He's trying to cast an illusion. When we were in Vegas, remember the illusionist was able to make it look like these unbelievable events happened. Okay, the Cadillac in the air, the spaceship, the numbers all being on the paper that he put up in the ceiling, you know, before we even really started. You know, the cell phones having all the information back timed to a certain time before this all started. So with that in mind, it's an illusion, and these people are illusionists. And by the way, that's why I talk about like Magic Castle down in Hollywood, where all of the illusionists, the magicians, practice their craft and see who's the best at certain things and how they can fine tune it. And the audiences come from that region to be entertained with the latest illusions. And so they're entertaining us with their masterful illusions that some of us, once you know how the trick is done, it's harder to be sucked in. But when you don't understand it, you can buy into it. And so that's the sadness of it. And then for people to get in too far, they get in the menagerie and they can believe anything. They may make you fly your spaceship into, you know, the sun, and you believe you're, you know, having an ice cool day going to the ice cream shop because the illusions are so powerful. You know, in fact, in the Star Trek series, the planet that was the first one in the series where nobody could go to it, where they were blocked off from all contact, was the one where the race that was there was able to cast such powerful illusions that you couldn't outthink them. You couldn't, you wouldn't know if what you're doing was, you thought you're going right and you're actually going left. You know, you believed the surreal unreality as though it was real. And so that's the most dangerous thing of all, that you buy into these illusions and then you can't even find your way out. You know, hell itself is a place where reason doesn't exist. There is no reason. And so once you're there, you're trying to figure it out, figure a way out, and you're trapped in this hellish experience and you can't get out of it.
Like, and no reason, no logic, correct?
Right. Hell is a place where that's reason horrible. Doesn't exist.
I don't even like to think about it.
So, and you think, you know, look at this audience. You know, we're trying to.
But Juanito, that's what we're dealing with. People that have no reason or logic. They are criminally and mentally insane. They're or demonically possessed.
Mentally insane, yes.
Yeah, mentally.
again, I don't. It's not like I take any pleasure in pointing it out or anything. You know, you run into people, and I know everybody in this audience has had this experience. You're trying to. The other day, I was getting ready to run an errand, and my friend pulled up in the float plane, and I was getting in. Some guy walks over to me and was asking me a question. I was trying to understand what he was saying. And then I realized in the course of it that he was on some kind of a drug or something. And for him, he was totally serious and had a very important, serious question. And you could make sense of it. And it was troubling because this is somebody that looked like they were, you know, halfway together. But they had, you know, their meds were off or something. And it was very painful because I'm trying to be courteous. I've got something going on. I got a plane with the prop running. This guy's come all the way over to, you know, talk to me. We're in a serious situation. There's real stuff going on. The prop's running. I got a guy that's not thinking straight.
So let me ask you something, Juan. So this is what we're up against. Are the people that are following these people that we're up against, these criminally insane, where there is no reason, there is no logic, they're like rabid dogs. I guess the people that are following them, what are under like a hypnosis, a possession? What is this that we're seeing? Because I've never seen the country so polarized, but is that what we're up against? Are the people, are these like their minions? Are people demonically possessed? Are they just under a trance? Are they
Well, you
using
know,
these?
once you if you entertain demons, if you're going to listen to them, I had somebody that a lot of people in this audience would know was asking me to assist on something, and the more I listened, the more I realized that they were kind of in the grip of somebody that is out there that talks a lot of some of these things that is unhinged at this point, and you know, really just vomiting a bunch of lies into the community as though they're truth. And I just had to say, you know, if you entertain that kind of madness, at some point you won't be able to come back from it, and that is going to end badly for that person. You know, I'm not the internet police or something like that. I'm not trying to go out and do some role like that, but I was trying to explain that, you know, you got to stop and think. What are you saying here? You know, Trump was killed in 2019, but now he's going to. In a few days, says
Don't.
these blah blah, you know, just insanity. And yes, there is illusions. There is
It's all being done on
body
purpose, though, to throw
doubles,
people off.
right? And so, that's why it's almost when I say, you know, you got to pray your way through this. There's a divine side of it. But for the grace of God, don't be so proud as to think you couldn't be fooled. So
Right.
you do have to, you know, there's a lot of stuff that can make a lot of sense.
Well, Juan, let me bring you back just for a second. You're saying the 29th is the number of chaos. Is the way that we're opposing these insane possessed people, is it because we know their playbook? We know the numbers they use, the meanings they have. Is that what's keeping us in the game, or allowing us to beat them at their own game, is that we know what they're going to do before they're going to do it?
Well, you know, it's just like dodging a bullet. Okay, did you do it because you were smart, or was there some angelic assistant? Okay, in your own life, how many times, Nino, did you come within a hair's breadth of not being anymore? I remember years ago, I had something I was doing, and I was in. I had a very nice. Custom van at the time, and I'm driving along a mountain road that's, you know, like a 65 mile an hour mountain road. You know, beautiful day, everything's just perfect, and I'm coming around a corner. One of my guys was behind me in another rig, and this gal, I think she fell asleep at the wheel,
Yeah.
and she's coming into my lane, and I have like a foot to the guardrail type of thing with the cliff over the side and the whole schmear. And she came into my lane. There was nowhere for me to go. And I was alone in my rig, and she was going to hit me right on the driver's side hard. And I had an instant to decide, was I going to turn into the hillside and let her hit me broadside so she didn't hit me and, you know,
Damn.
cripple me or kill me? Or whatever, and I kept moving closer and closer to guardrails. So I thought I was going to just, you know, hit the guardrail. It was just a hair's breadth, and she woke up at the last possible second,
Oh my
and or
gosh.
whatever. You know, she might have been, you know, whatever,
Wow.
distracted, whatever. And her car, she turned to the right, hit the hillside on the other side, and deflected and came back and hit the guardrail. Almost, she went around me literally. It was like an angel just grabbed the car and pushed it over. It hit the hill and slowed it way down. And then she hit the guardrail and it stopped. But she still, it was, you know, it was like if she'd had 5 miles an hour more, she might have gone over the edge.
That's terrifying.
Is that hand of God? Is that something where the angels just happened to be there? I had another friend that he told me the experience when he was a youth. And this is the person that became a minister, went to India with his wife, and they ministered there in a church group for like 40 years. And I knew him when he was in retirement. He says, you know, where this all started, I was with other kids in a car and we were going over a bridge, and people that live where, you know, you get cold every day of the year in the wintertime. And at that moment where it's still wet out, bridges and overpasses a lot of times will ice over because they cool down faster and you get what's called thermal acceleration, and you'll get ice where there's no ice other places. And so that's why you can put water in a refrigerator. The refrigerator is only 32, but it's warm water. And as it's cooling down, it gets what we call thermal acceleration. And then it'll go below freezing and get ice on it, even though the refrigerator wasn't even, you know, below freezing. And so these guys are coming onto a bridge and they hit solid ice. He said it was just the whole bridge was nothing but ice. And we had no control. And the car, the way that it went, there'd been an accident on this bridge earlier, apparently, and the guardrail was gone. And so they hit it the same way and went where the guardrail was no longer at and somehow came back on the thing. Well, he prayed right at that minute, you know, God save us. It just came out of him. And when they got out of the car and they said you couldn't even hardly walk on this, they all thought they went over past where the car would go by. All they saw the tires coming across in the ice, the marks, and the police were there by then because they had crashed and totaled the car. You could see where the car's tires went and where the outside tires went way past 50% of the car going over the bridge. And then the two tires are there and they come back onto the bridge. And he said it was like an angel or something put their hand under the car, held it up, and then brought it back onto the bridge. And for him, it was such a compelling thing.
What is this relating to?
Well, the reason I mentioned that is now you have, even in the Truth Social, where we have, you know, the account after the bullet, and the fearless leader has even said it's changed. This has changed his life.
He said he's more he's more religious than he's ever been.
It was a religious experience for him. So you think about something like that.
This changed Trump's life. Is he a believer in Jesus? When he says religious, what does that mean? I mean,
You know, that he'd have to tell us, you know, it'd be like anything that happens to you or I. How can somebody else articulate what it fully meant to him? He's probably still processing. He'll be processing that years from now. That's why it was so important with my friend with the car experience. It changed his perception of everything he was doing to the point where he was at a point of decision what he can do with the rest of his life. He went and became a minister. He believed that had they gone over that bridge, over that side, he would no longer have been in this world.
Wow, so he's now paying homage to God.
He believed that the rest of what he had in this world had to be dedicated to, you know, service to God. And there's lots of people that'll have a situation like that. Think of the psychology of the moment.
I know it, Juan.
The whole world, the destination we're all headed to in that instant could have been completely diverted. What would this week feel like? We'd have had the funeral by now. And now you got the rest of what you have to deal with out across the whole world. A whole world, you know, I get stuff from my kids over in Uganda.
Do you think it would have been chaos when they do? Or do you think that, I mean, people would just be in shock. We all would have seen the motorcade. We all would have watched the news, the tribute. They'd obviously have probably Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley taking his place, or Mike Pence. I mean, we would all just, I think the country would be really, nobody would know. It would be so much confusion. I bet there'd be chaos. Nobody would know what, I mean, everyone missed that bullet. Everybody missed that bullet.
And
America
sometimes
missed it.
Think about it this way, Nino. We're racing through life. You know, for example, right before that happened, you know, we talked privately about some of the meetings that I had while I was in Europe, and those were pretty critical meetings. And that all of that would have been possibly for naught. If things had gone a different way, we'd be having a different conversation, because now things that are possible wouldn't be possible. You know, are we headed for nuclear war with Russia right now? We're still, you know, being catapulted that direction. It's just that we have hope.
Let's get into that one on ninoscorner.tv. Let's talk about the event that's coming and the pause that's coming.
And just before we leave it, you know, the 29, see, if, you know, people were talking about that you might see a resignation today or something. I don't think that works for these people. But, you know, that's why we were talking about the breaking the eight number. A world number is 23, because it takes two people, 23 chromosomes each, 46 total, to make a new human, right? Just say this: if events continue in the direction that we are being told they're going, instead of the 47 you were thinking you were going to get, you get a different 47. If Mr. T was to come back, he wouldn't be 47, then he'd be 48. So the numbers change all again. And 48 is another breaking the number.
Hold on, there's a lot here you're talking about. You're saying that, yeah, so we could see Kamala move in as 47. What, as soon as tonight?
Well, Wednesday? If you know, there's all sorts of rumors out there. They put up new, or the fencing back at the White House. I think that has to do with Netanyahu. But that's the other thing. You got a whole bunch of people pontificating as though they know exactly what's going on. Look, in this chaos, even the people that are pulling the strings don't know exactly what's going on, because they're in conflict with each other. It's like Gideon in the Bible. He had a whole army, and he got directed by God to send them all home. And the Gideon, or the armies that had come against Israel from several countries, saw them leaving, saw the dust in the air as they were leaving the battlefield, figured they'd won, had a big party. And then Gideon was directed by God to weed the number of soldiers that were kept as a guerrilla team down even further. And he only had 300. And then they just went into the enemy's camp like spies, snuck in, belly crawled in, got in the midst of the enemy's camp, surrounded them on the edges. And then they jumped up with lanterns and with trumpets, and began sounding the trumpets and waving their lanterns around. The enemy, you know, bringing light into the dark. These guys are all half drunk. They're celebrating. They're going to go in and just take the land, and I'm going to have to work at it. But they thought, each of the armies thought, they were being attacked by the other one. And so they started fighting each other. By the time
now,
they were done, there was the whole of all of the enemy's armies destroyed each other. And the interesting thing is that after that happened, Israel had peace for 50 years, because all of those armies wiped each other out. They were no longer a threat. And the way that battle happened, it wasn't supposed to look like all the strong warriors came down and did it. God himself wanted the credit for it. No man could take credit for it. And that's kind of this moment now. We're at a point, this is an Esther moment. We're in the flip. You know, I talked years ago, did a huge presentation on Esther with Jen and my wife, Jennifer, when, you know, before we ever even dated or anything. Talked about that extensively, that there's a flip moment coming, and it would be like it is in the book of Esther. We're living that now. Years ago, we talked about it. We're living it right now. The flip, the reversal, that's 17. 17 is the number of victory. As Roseanne says, the boomerang, okay, it's all coming back. Don't you see that that's what's going on right now? But it doesn't mean it's over. In the book of Esther, they still had to go through a huge fight. The plan was, and you know, at that time they weren't called Jews either, by the way. They were the children of Abraham.
Let's talk more about this on ninoscorner.tv one and two, because I know we're going to get into it pretty heavy.
Yeah, and if I say one word wrong, it won't go for
you
YouTube.
You already did. I got to edit some of this out already. So let's just stop.
Well, just so that everybody knows, I mean, I try my best, and it is
it's
the
hard.
Way it is. It's hard. And I, you know, it's not like, that I
right
want
when it
to
starts
put
getting
it behind
good.
A firewall. Yeah, it's not that I want to put it behind a firewall. A lot of people wonder why I don't do the straight presentations, for example, with Jen or something, and they just get knocked out so quickly that it's almost futile. So I, you know, I would love to do that. It's just the circumstances we're in. But hey, glad to talk to Nino. And
all right, let's get over there.
So, all right.
Oh, and folks, go to thejennifermack.com. Thejennifermack.com. All right, let's finish this at .tv.
Yeah.
One,
oh, and by the
I
way,
have a lot of questions.
Nino, just so that people know, the 2024 Megador is going up in price on the first, and because we had placed those orders back when silver was lower, and our replacement cost is quite a bit higher, so that's going up here in just less than a week. If there's anybody wants over there at Jennifer's or over at the allpatriots.com at Gumroad, or allpatriots@gumroad.com, and so anyway, thanks, Nino.
You got it, Juanito.